Something That Was Lost, written and read by Dainé Vinkmaur. Zhao Yunnan falls asleep on Shen Wei in the bath. Shen Wei brushes trembling fingers against his face and doesn't want to wake him up. He has to be exhausted from the last few days, even if he keeps insisting he's fine. Shen Wei did his best to not push Zhao Yunnan too far, not to harm him, to heal him when needed. But at this point, sleep really is the best way for him to recover. He can't quite believe that he's here with Zhao Yunnan like this. That he's still here now that Zhao Yunnan has what he wanted. Shen Wei isn't quite sure that it's entirely sunk in, that he told Zhao Yunnan the truth of who he is. That Zhao Yunnan knows and still wants him to stay. Gently, Shen Wei lets a tendril of dark energy flow into Zhao Yunnan, lulling him into a deeper sleep. It's better if Shen Wei doesn't wake him up for now. He washes Zhao Yunnan carefully, his sleeping body pliant in Shen Wei's arms. Even now, like this, having Zhao Yunnan in his arms makes lust stir in Shen Wei's belly. Even after he's taken Zhao Yunnan over and over, there's still that same urge to possess Zhao Yunnan. He brushes his fingers over Zhao Yunlan's cheek. They tremble slightly. He stops for a moment, taking a quick breath before tilting Zhao Yunlan's head to the side so that he can press his own lips against Zhao Yunlan's. His sleep is still deep enough that he doesn't so much as stir, his lips soft and unresponsive against Shen Wei's lips. Zhao Yunnan had said that Shen Wei could do what he wants while Zhao Yunnan is asleep. It still makes Shen Wei feel a bit like he's doing something he shouldn't. And yet, lust still courses through Shen Wei's veins as he kisses Zhao Yunnan. He almost regrets not taking the offer earlier to fuck Zhao Yunnan while he was sleeping. He'd been tempted, but he wonders if Zhao Yunnan would be upset at it now. If the offer had only been because Zhao Yunnan had wanted that power, and it would have been expedient. Not that Shen Wei would now, not when they've just managed to give Zhao Yunnan the power he was looking for. Not when he isn't sure what Zhao Yunnan would want. Guilt bites at his inside, sharp and sudden, and Shen Wei pulls away, resting his forehead against Zhao Yunnan's temple, waiting for his breaths to calm down a bit. I'm sorry, he whispers, even though Zhao Yunlan will hardly hear him. It's so much easier to say when Zhao Yunlan can't hear him. He lifts Zhao Yunlan up in his arms as he rises up from the water. He looks at the towels and sighs softly. It would be hard to dry both of them like this. He considers the matter for a moment and then walks out of the bathroom naked, water dripping down from both of them, leaving wet footprints on Zhao Yunlan's floor. He'll clean it in a few moments. He lays Zhao Yunlan down on the bed, in fresh sheets. Shen Wei had changed them before the bath. He fetches a towel and then gently dries Zhao Yunlan, not before quickly drying himself off so that he doesn't make things worse. He towels Zhao Yunlan's hair dry as best he can, and then smooths the hair back down with his fingers. He strokes Zhao Yunlan's damp hair for a moment before leaning down to press his lips to Zhao Yunlan's sleep-slack lips, even though he shouldn't. Zhao Yunlan makes a small noise in his sleep, moving slightly, like even now he wants to get closer to Shen Wei. Shen Wei's heart trembles in his chest, his eyes prickling with tears again. He swallows and then lifts Zhao Yunlan to the other side of the bed. The sheets under him have soaked in the moisture from his skin. He pulls the blankets carefully over Zhao Yunlan, making sure he's warm and comfortable. He strokes Zhao Yunlan's hair gently, giving himself one more moment. Reluctantly, Shen Wei gets up. He dresses himself quickly before cleaning the floors, wiping away the water that they'd left everywhere. After that, there's nothing that Shen Wei needs to do immediately. He should have food for Zhao Yunlan when he wakes up, but there's nothing much edible left in Zhao Yunlan's home, and Shenwei doesn't want to leave Zha Yunlan alone for long enough to go buy groceries. Not when Zha Yunlan might wake up in the meantime and think Shenwei had left. The thought makes Shenwei's breath hitch, and for a moment it feels like he can't get enough air in his lungs. Zha Yunlan wants him here. He wants Shenwei, the black-cloaked envoy. He wants all of Shenwei here with him. Zha Yunlan knows who he is. Shenwei finds himself sitting on Zha Yunlan's couch, his hands pressed against his thighs as he breathes a bit too quickly, his heart hammering in his chest. He feels lightheaded. He closes his eyes for a moment, trying to calm himself down. The reasons why he should keep everything secret from Zha Yunlan haven't changed. He's putting Zha Yunlan in danger by telling him the truth. Shenwei could erase his memory of the truth while he sleeps. He'd never even know. The thought makes Shenwei feel like he's going to choke on air, his lungs refusing to pull in his next breath. Maybe it's selfish of him, but he can't let go of Zha Yunlan now that he has him back. Not now that he knows Zha Yunlan wants him here. Slowly, Shenwei's breathing evens out again. He'll just have to keep Zha Yunlan safe anyway. He can do that. He'll have to. It's just going to take a bit more work. He won't let anyone touch Zha Yunlan. Zha Yunlan doesn't sleep for very long. Shenwei hasn't even decided what he's going to do about the food situation when he can hear Zha Yunlan's heartbeat suddenly speeding up. "Hey, Logo," he asks, the worry clear in his voice, despite the way he slurs slightly with lingering sleep. And then right after, there's a much more hesitant, "Shenwei?" "Zha Yunlan," Shenwei says, quickly getting up from the couch and moving to the bed. He shouldn't have left Zha Yunlan's side at all, he berates himself. Of course he'd feel disoriented when waking up. Zha Yunlan is already sitting up in the bed, the blanket pooling down around his hips. He stares at Shenwei with an expression that Shenwei isn't sure how to describe. He sits down on the bed hesitantly. Instantly, Zha Yunlan reaches out for him, his hand closing around Shenwei's wrist. His expression slowly brightens into a smile that makes Shenwei's heart flutter helplessly. Shenwei has missed him so terribly. He's missed Zha Yunlan knowing him. Shenwei smiles back at him and reaches out with slightly trembling fingers to trace that smile on Zha Yunlan's face before cupping his cheek. Zha Yunlan leans into the touch, his smile growing softer. For a while they just sit there like that, looking at each other. "Shenwei," Zha Yunlan says with wonder. A knot Shenwei hadn't even realized was there loosens in his chest. He'd thought maybe Zha Yunlan would be angry at him, now that the revelation of who Shenwei is has settled in a bit. That maybe he'd resent Shenwei for the lies he's told. Instead, he's looking at Shenwei like that. Zha Yunlan crawls closer to him, the blanket falling away entirely to reveal all of him. Shenwei can't stop himself from looking. Lust weaves lazily inside him, always there whenever Zha Yunlan is close, or when he thinks about Zha Yunlan. But Shenwei feels no particular need to do anything about it right now. Zha Yunlan definitely needs more time to recover. Zha Yunlan's hand finds its way to the back of Shenwei's head, as he leans in to kiss Shenwei. Shenwei keeps his hand pressed against Zha Yunlan's cheek, his other arm wrapping securely around Zha Yunlan. The kiss is soft and light, and Shenwei doesn't want it to end. Zha Yunlan brushes his lips against Shenwei's cheek and sits back down on the bed, still smiling at Shenwei. Shenwei moves his hand a bit, his thumb brushing against Zha Yunlan's lips. His tongue darts out quickly to lick at Shenwei. Shenwei's breath catches. "You should put on some clothes," Shenwei tells him, his voice shaky. "You'll get cold." It makes Zha Yunlan laugh, his body shaking with his mirth. He takes Shen Wei's hand and presses a small kiss against Shen Wei's knuckles. "Yeah, you're probably right," he agrees. It's Zhao Yunlan's idea for them to go grocery shopping together. Of course, it's the obvious solution to the lack of food. Shen Wei finds himself wanting to tell Zhao Yunlan that he should stay home and rest. And also, at the same time, he's entirely unwilling to part company with Zhao Yunlan. "I just took a nap," Zhao Yunlan points out, when Shen Wei mentions the need for rest anyway. His hand settles on Shen Wei's arm as he leans in to brush a kiss against Shen Wei's cheek. The gesture is so natural, like Zhao Yunlan has been doing that always. Shen Wei's heart aches with the familiarity, with the realization that he can have all of this again. It leaves him entirely helpless against Zhao Yunlan's not entirely unreasonable argument that a trip to the store will not exactly tire him out. He enjoys shopping with Zhao Yunlan, but Shen Wei can admit to himself that he'd likely enjoy anything as long as Zhao Yunlan is there with him. He still sighs in exasperation as Zhao Yunlan once again tries to sneak more instant noodles into their cart. It makes Zhao Yunlan grin at him, his eyes sparkling with mirth. Shen Wei's lips twitch slightly before he determinedly takes out the instant noodles. Again. Shen Wei adds a bag of Zhao Yunlan's lollipops to their shopping, while Zhao Yunlan is otherwise occupied. When Zhao Yunlan notices, he opens his mouth like he's about to say something, and then closes it again, looking surprised but pleased. Then finally, he looks up at Shen Wei and grins brightly. "You already know me so well, Shen Wei," he says jokingly, before brushing his hand against Shen Wei's briefly. Shen Wei feels a small, satisfied smile settle on his lips. Shen Wei should perhaps have expected that cooking would involve Zhao Yunlan raping himself against Shen Wei's back and refusing to leave. If he was willing to do that to the black-cloaked envoy, he would certainly not feel shy about doing it now when he knows the truth. Shen Wei, admittedly, doesn't try very hard to dislodge him. It feels like having been allowed to touch so much of Zhao Yunlan has only made Shen Wei hungry for more. Suddenly, every second of not touching Zhao Yunlan is a sharp ache in his chest, a longing he can't quite suppress gnawing at his very bones. The longing has always been there, but it had been manageable before. Perhaps it really had been dulled by time. "Can I keep you?" Zhao Yunlan asks, amusement in his voice as he presses a quick kiss against Shen Wei's neck. "Forever," Shen Wei thinks instantly, and Zhao Yunlan draws in a sharp breath. Oh, Shen Wei had forgotten for a moment about the power Zhao Yunlan holds. That thought had certainly been clear enough that Zhao Yunlan might have heard it even if he wasn't exactly trying to listen. Shen Wei should know that new powers can sometimes be a bit unpredictable. They really should take the opportunity to get Zhao Yunlan used to using the power. It would give him a better chance of success once he's actually talking to the minister. "Let me finish cooking," Shen Wei says, his voice a bit strangled. Zhao Yunlan's presence, while not unwelcome, really is slowing him down. "It would be easier if you're not holding on to me," he adds reluctantly. Zhao Yunlan laughs softly and presses another kiss against Shen Wei's neck. "All right, I'll stop bothering you," Zhao Yunlan agrees. "You're never a bother," Shen Wei thinks before Zhao Yunlan has time to let go. He's not entirely sure if Zhao Yunlan will pick up the words or not, but Shen Wei isn't sure he knows how to say it out loud. He's never been very good at talking about these things, and he feels like the years have only made him worse at it. Zhao Yunlan makes a small, soft noise, and then kisses Shen Wei's cheek, before stepping away and letting Shen Wei go on with the cooking. Shen Wei already misses his touch. Shen Wei can feel the way Zhao Yunlan keeps staring at him from across the table as they eat. It's not uncomfortable, exactly, but his gaze is heavy and intent, like he's trying to find some kind of answers by looking at Shen Wei. Shen Wei looks up at him and raises his brows in question. Zhao Yunlan smiles a bit and takes another bite of food. Did I already tell you that you make some amazing food, Hei Laoge? The name makes Shen Wei flinch a little, and he's not entirely sure why. It's not like he's ever minded Zhao Yunlan calling him that. The reaction doesn't pass Zhao Yunlan by, because he stops for a moment before carefully asking, Shen Wei? Shen Wei swallows and tries to think of something to say, but words seem to be eluding him at the moment. I'm glad it's you, you know, Zhao Yunlan tells him. He flashes Shen Wei a quick grin before continuing. I mean, if anyone would have asked me, Zhao Yunlan, who do you want to spend a weekend having marathon sex with? My first answer would definitely have been Professor Shen. And then I'm suddenly falling for Hei Pao Shu because he's... Zhao Yunlan stops and gestures with the hand holding his chopsticks. Shen Wei has no idea what the gesturing is supposed to mean, but the familiarity of it makes his heart grow soft. You know, kind of amazing, actually. Mind-blowing sex aside. Shen Wei ducks his head and wishes he could will himself not to blush. He wants to ask Zhao Yunlan what he's trying to say because somehow his words aren't making sense. He still can't seem to manage any words. He glances up at Zhao Yunlan through lowered lashes. Zhao Yunlan blinks, his smile gentling into something soft and fond. This is so much easier for me. I don't need to decide between the two people I'm suddenly falling for. They're both you. Oh, Shen Wei thinks, looking back down. His heart feels like it's being torn apart and mended at the same time. He presses his hand against the tabletop and breathes. Zhao Yunlan doesn't say anything more, but Shen Wei can still feel his eyes on him. Shen Wei isn't sure what he expects from the rest of the weekend. Before it had been... Well, it had hardly been simple trying not to let his feelings overwhelm him, but there had been a goal. Shen Wei had known what he was doing, more or less. Now, when he's done with dinner and clean-up, he doesn't quite know what he's supposed to do next. He doesn't really expect Zhao Yunlan to simply grab his hand and tug him down on the couch with him, but Shen Wei finds himself with no reason to resist. Zhao Yunlan wraps Shen Wei's arms around himself, settling in against Shen Wei. There, cuddles, he declares with some satisfaction. Better, he then asks softly a few moments later, like he knew exactly how lost Shen Wei had felt. Shen Wei sighs and turns his head so that his nose ends up buried in Zhao Yunlan's hair, and breathes in the familiar, comforting scent of Zhao Yunlan. Better, he thinks. Zhao Yunlan stiffens for a moment before relaxing again. He finds Shen Wei's hand, taking it in one of his own. That's still weird. Are you doing that on purpose? Not entirely, Shen Wei admits slowly. He'd meant to keep his shields up, but Zhao Yunlan makes him feel safe, he supposes. Shen Wei doesn't want to keep secrets from Zhao Yunlan, but there are still things he can't tell him and... Shen Wei cuts off his thoughts. It's better not to let himself think of certain things right now, just in case. Still keeping secrets from me? Zhao Yunlan asks very softly. Shen Wei closes his eyes for a moment. Of course, Zhao Yunlan had to pick up that particular thought. He turns his head away slightly, but his arms are still around Zhao Yunlan, and Zhao Yunlan is still snuggled up against him, holding on to Shen Wei's hand. I'm sorry, Shen Wei says awkwardly. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Shen Wei thinks. Shen Wei, Zhao Yunlan says sharply, and then gentles his voice as he continues. It's okay. Oh no, I don't really get it. but I guess I can live with it. I got one huge secret already. One thing at a time, yeah? It's not quite that simple, Shenwei knows. Jiaoyinlan will have more questions, and it won't be so easy for him to accept that there are things Shenwei will not tell him. Can't tell him. Let's just enjoy the rest of the weekend, huh? Jiaoyinlan asks, and there's a faint note of pleading to his voice. Yes, that's... Shenwei had taken time off for this weekend, arranged everything so that there's nothing else he needs to do than be here with Jiaoyinlan. They can have this time without needing to worry about anything else, can't they? Jiaoyinlan shifts around, leaning back slightly to look at Shenwei. Shenwei turns his head to meet his gaze. Shenwei, he says very seriously, his hand reaching out to cup Shenwei's cheek. Shenwei turns his head into the touch. He wants to close his eyes and just feel Jiaoyinlan, but he can't look away from Jiaoyinlan's eyes, from that solemn look holding him captive. You don't always have to carry all this weight alone, you know. I'm here, Jiaoyinlan says. Shenwei can see the sadness in his expression. He can hear the weight of it in his words. He didn't want to put any of this on Jiaoyinlan, but the power he'd given Jiaoyinlan has given him insight into things that he might not have had otherwise. Or maybe, Shenwei admits to himself, it would only have taken Jiaoyinlan a little while longer to get there on his own. Shenwei has always been rather horrible at hiding anything from Jiaoyinlan. He closes his eyes and nods. It's such a relief to be able to be here with Jiaoyinlan, even if it isn't what Shenwei should want. He should want Jiaoyinlan safe and away from himself, but it turns out that Shenwei really doesn't know how to be that selfless. Well, good, Jiaoyinlan says, and then nuzzles back against Shenwei's side. They're both quiet for a while, and the silence is... Shenwei isn't sure it's comfortable exactly, but he doesn't feel any compelling need to fill it with words either. So, should I try training with my new mind-reading power? Jiaoyinlan asks, after some time has passed. Shenwei hesitates for a moment and then says, "You just want to see if you can figure out any more of my secrets." There's a heartbeat of silence before Jiaoyinlan is laughing, shaking slightly against Shenwei. Shenwei smiles and kisses Jiaoyinlan's hair. "I missed you, Jiaoyinlan." The end.